Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I was meditating on what teaching to follow up seven keys to expanding your borders without limitations, which we've done over the last 3 days. When the Spirit of the Lord came to me saying, tell my children, I'm more interested in them experiencing a new thing than rehearsing what happened in the past.
In Isaiah 43, verse 19, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Get ready. It's time for a new thing. In order to get something new in your future, to expand your borders, you've got to be willing to let go of the past. God does not want us holding on to the past. He wants us anticipating the future and the new thing He's about to do in our lives. We're sometimes reluctant to let go of the past. It's so familiar that we've grown comfortable. Our borders have been set, but God is waiting, wanting to do a new thing in your life. Joshua told the children of Israel that their menu was about to change and their borders were going to be expanded. Only when we leave the old way of living and thinking behind can we embrace the new thing God wants to do in our lives.
And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. There is the change, honey.
That's it.
In order to get something new into our future, to expand our borders, we must be willing to let go of what was in the past. Sometimes we hold on to things like security blankets. I don't know about you, but I love the Peanuts cartoon strip. One of my favorite characters is Linus Van Pelt. Now, he's a little piano-playing younger brother of Lucy Van Pelt, who is always a nemesis to Charlie Brown. While Linus, by all accounts, was very smart and very talented, he is rarely seen without his security blanket. That's a cute in a comic strip, but not necessarily in real life. Do you have a security blanket? I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about a literal blanket you carry around, but maybe you have a mental security blanket. Have you been reluctant to try that idea that God has been stirring in your spirit because, well, you have a little fear that you might fail? In Joshua 8, verse 1 says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up.
Have you refused to look for a different job because you're more afraid to leave what has become familiar to you? Percy down in Houston, Texas, had worked on the same job for 15 years because it was comfortable. After he attended a seminar I did about 14, 15 years ago, he went home and prepared his resume. The next week, he took a day of vacation and went looking for a new job. Within 2 weeks, he had a new job, which was closer to his home, with a 25% increase in pay. Plus, he got a company car.
I remember that wonderful testimony from him.
Percy turned loose of his security blanket, expanded his borders, and got ready for a new thing. Sometimes, people will not turn loose of their security blanket to embrace a new thing because of fear. And as we've always said, fear is the devil's anointing. And it's kept many a good person from fulfilling their destiny.
And that's so true. In James 3, verse 2, in the New Living Translation, it says, Indeed, we all make many mistakes. But if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We're not perfect, and we're going to make mistakes. We just need to learn from them so we don't make the same mistake twice. We need to be encouraged by scriptures like 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14, this in the Message Bible. But don't let it faze you. Stick with what you learned and believe, sure of the integrity of your teachers. Why, you took in the sacred scriptures with your mother's milk. There's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. Through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks God has for us.
Now, if you get nothing else from today's call, we want you to get hold of the next 54 words. Hallelujah. If you dwell on past hurts, failures, broken relationships, and financial mistakes, then you're doomed to repeat them.
In Isaiah 43, verse 18 in the Message Bible, it says, forget about what happened. Don't keep going over old history.
By the way, I said 54 words. It's actually 18. But I want to say those 18 words again. If you dwell on past hurts, failures, broken relationships, and financial mistakes, then you're doomed to repeat them. And here's a fact. God can't expand the borders of your life as long as you're living in the past. We've said this before, and it bears repeating. In order to get something new in your future, to expand your borders, you must be willing to let go of the past.
You know, we need to be willing to let go of maybe 4 hours of television every night, to read a book that's going to stir your faith, lift your level of expectation, and move you into a new attitudinal realm. That would be worth it. You must be willing to go out, to let go, let me put it that way, letting go of memories of maybe business deals that went wrong or something that failed, so that God can put a new idea and a new thing into your life. We need to be willing to let go of abusive or codependent relationships. Unless it's on God himself, we need to be dependent on him so he can move us into friendships that are wholesome and scriptural. We've got to be willing to let go of some of the friendships that have been toxic to our attitude and dreams for the future.
Honey, people got to be willing to change so God can do a new thing in their lives while expanding the borders of their lives. To experience major breakthroughs in our daily living, we must move beyond what is comfortable and take a step of faith.
In Joshua 5, verse 12, we read where Joshua told the children of Israel that what they'd been used to, their dietary security blanket, was about to change. It says, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Once the children of Israel stopped their old way of thinking and doing and eating, there was a supernatural encounter. Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15 in the New Living Translation says, when Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, are you friend or foe? Neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the Lord's army. At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did as he was told.
You know, honey, in the first few verses of Joshua 6, we read where God tells Joshua how he's going to deliver Jericho into his hands. So the children of Israel, they experienced their first great victory in the promised land while expanding their borders, literally.
They expanded them mentally, and they expanded them physically, you might say, by being able to go into the promised land.
Amen. So here's the question. Do we want to experience the presence, power, and promotion of the Lord? Do we want our borders expanded? If so, we need to let go of our emotional security blankets.
We need to know that we can go further in God than we've ever been before. If, like we were talking about earlier, if we're willing to change, if we're willing to do something new, like instead of doing the same old comfortable stuff, we take a step forward, a chance. We read and inspire ourselves by motivating information like we did the last 3 years, 3 days on expanding your borders, expanding the borders that may have been limiting you. Matter of fact, I'd go to HaroldHerring.com and order that book. That's
Borders Without Limitations.
Borders Without Limitations. It's a good, good book. And being willing to step out. If we're not happy with what we are experiencing right now, then there, as we always say, something we just don't know yet.
Change, as we've always said, change is a door that has to be open from the inside within you. And a lot of people are just fearful of change. There's an old African proverb that says, if the enemy within can do you no harm, neither can the enemy without.
I love that quote.
So if you want to experience the new thing that God is wanting to do in your life, if you want to feel his presence, if you want to enjoy his victories, if you want your borders expanded, then you've got to leave the familiar behind. Embrace the new. And the best time to start that?
Today. You know, one other thing, the word gives us all the encouragement we really need. I know sometimes we like to look around us and go, you know, what encouraging is there in the circumstances around us? But if you look at that scripture and you read that scripture in Joshua, they were about to go in and take over a land. They were about to go into Jericho, which was tightly closed up, the scripture says, and hugely guarded. But they believed God could break down that barrier. And you know what? You just have to believe God can break down that barrier of the thing he told you that you could do.
Amen.
And if he told you it, then he has a plan to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, so we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.